Shalom Uvracha. As the present state of uncertainty and potential fear continues, we realize that this is all set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our benefit, an opportunity for us to take advantage of, and that's what we're doing. We're using it to strengthen our feeling of how much we see from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much we can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to care for us in every situation. B'ezrat Hashem, this will make our day-to-day lives more pleasant. This will bring us to more shleimus. And this will convert this period of Midas Adin into Rachamim Merubim. We spoke before about the gift of going to sleep, the sleep itself with its complexities, and the chesed in the morning of getting up again. We get up again, our body is functioning, our neshama is back, we're with our family, there's so much to be thankful for. Now we will continue to the next step. After we got up and we feel and pay attention to the fact that we are refreshed more than we were the day before, that we're all chayim v'kayamim, and we are awake, and our neshama is back, and we already said moed ani. The next bracha that comes up is a bracha of Hashikishonu mitzvayso v'tzivonu al tilas yodayim. We wash our hands in the morning. Washing your hands in the morning is not just an act of cleanliness. The Rashba explains, Chadoshim lavakorim rabba munasecho. We look at ourselves as being recreated, a new gift of life today. And the act of Netilas Yadayim is an act of paying attention to the fact that Hashem once again, rabba munasecho, He's been trustworthy and He gave us another day of life. And with that in mind, we are planning now, Asher Kishonu Mitzvayso V'Tzivonu. We realize that another day of life was not just to hang around for another day, but to take advantage and fill it with doing the Ratzon Hashem. We realize Hashem sanctified us, Kidishonu Mitzvayso. And like we said, the acts that we do every second of the day are mitzvahs. Every second of the day, instead of just going through life like everybody else does, we are doing these acts, and they give us a kesh with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the schus, the schar mitzvah, eternal goodness in Olam Haba, and goodness in Olam Hazeh. So that's washing our hands, in the morning, reminding ourselves, it's a new day, a new life, and I'm thanking Hashem for the new start. And with that, it's a new day of Avodas Hashem. And says the Rashba, just like the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash would wash their hands before they started the work in the Beis HaMikdash in the beginning of the day, so too we're doing the same thing. We look at ourselves like we're Ovdei Hashem. Our Beis HaMikdash is not confined to a bayis. It's wherever we're going. Another day of Avodas Hashem. Another day of Kedusha. Another day of uplifting ourselves above the rest of the world. Everybody washes their hands in the morning, and it's just an act of, we say, cleaning one's hands. We say, Al Netilas Yadayim. One of the Perushim Al Netilas Yadayim is, Vayinatlem Vayinasem. Netilim is uplifting our hands. We're transforming our hands from being just merely physical hands that are grabbing more pleasure, more power, to the hands that are going to be used for Avodas Hashem, whether it be the actual washing the hands or using the hands, pick up the right sfarim, not the wrong ones. And whatever we do with our hands, in a way that we're mechazek other people, with the actions that we'll do with our hands, use them for mitzvahs, etc. The pasuk of Bitochen we're saying today is a pasuk from the fourth parak of Tehillim, Pasuk Vav. Zivchu zivchei tzedek upitchu el Hashem. Make a sacrifice of righteousness, a righteous sacrifice, and then you'll have bitochen in Hashem, you can rely on Hashem. What is a zivchei tzedek? The Sfona says a beautiful pshat. There's a posik in Tehillim Nun Aleph. Zivchei Elikim. What is the zevach for Hashem? Ruach nishbora lev nishba v'nitke Elikim loy sivze. In a very, very inaccurate translation, it sounds like it's saying the sacrifice for Hashem is the broken heart and broken spirit. And that situation is something that Hashem will not turn away from. He will be mechazik. The word broken heart and broken spirit is not accurate. Because we see that it says that Akorav Hashem l'nishper eilev. Hashem is close to those who have broken heart. It sounds like it's a good thing to have. Hashem doesn't want us to be feel broken heart and feel down. Like we said, Hashem wants us to be besimcha. We should be happy. We should be menuchas nefesh, peace of mind. So what is this broken spirit and broken heart? Chazal say an interesting thing. The Gemara Megillah says that who is a Baal Mum? A Baal Mum is a person who is a Baal Gaiva. He has a blemish. He thinks he's the greatest person in the world. He thinks he's running the world. Chazal say he is a Baal Mum. A Baal Mum can't be brought in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not as a korban, not in any form. Hashem is Sholim, and we have to have a Shleimus. Chazal say that the Baal Gaiva is a Baal Mum. The one who has a Lev Nishbar means not that he's brokenhearted, but he realizes that he is not the one in control. He needs something outside of him. Something broken is something that's lacking, the complementary side that's missing. That's what it means. A person could feel good, but he feels, I am not in control. I need something outside of me. I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that person, say Chazal, he is Sholem. He is Tomim. He is complete. Because he made himself a receptacle to have himself completed. Become Sholem, not by himself, with his own ego, but with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So once again, the Abirei Lev, Gvar Lev, Gvar Ruach, the person who thinks he's the greatest and he can manage by himself, he doesn't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's limiting himself so much because he's pushing away HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with our own koichas, we're nothing. We can't manage. We know any situation comes up, suddenly things are out of control. But this Zivrei Tzedek, which the Sfona is saying, is to mezabeach, give up that lev of gaiva, give up that haughtiness, and shecht it kav yochel, and say, I'm not complete by myself. My shleimus is that I'm a counterpart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm a receptacle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashuras Hashchina and Asiyat Hashemayim. He'll watch over me and give me everything I need to succeed in life. That is a Zivchei Tzedek that we're talking about. And once a person has that, then Ubitru El Hashem. When I made that Korban Tzedek of giving up that Muskel Rishon, that first impression, that the more you think you're great and powerful, the greater you are, and realizing that's Baal Mum. I'm not making it possible to connect properly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that. Once I make this korban and knock that away, and I remain with that zivre elikim ruach nishbora, that I'm just a piece, and I need Hashem to be mashlim me, to fulfill me, to make me complete. Then I'm the position of bitru el Hashem, and that's basically what we're talking about. We're getting up in the morning. When I get up in the morning, I realize the gift of life is not something that I have all by myself. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm so thankful for. Not only my own life, but the life of my family, those around me. And now I think, how can I make use of this life in the proper fashion? And the act of washing my hands in the morning is act, not just showing I want to be very clean and shining and everything else, but an act that I realize that I need to be Oved Hashem. That's my greatness. That's Kedushon Mitzvoisov. That brings me Kedusha. That brings me eternal good, both in this world and the world to come. And with the act of Tiyas Yadayim, I'm showing basically, I'm doing that Zivchu Zivchei Tzedek. I'm going to go through the rest of the day with this mind frame of, from on the one hand, the appreciation of how much I have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and together with the appreciation, how much I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that will give me the desire to do the Ratzon Hashem, do the mitzvahs, besimcha, be there for others, do chasodim. Yitz Hashem, we will pay attention to this, be mizboinen in what we're doing a little bit more, than the Tilas Yadayim, starting off the day, the simcha that I'm alive, and the simcha shel mitzvah, the simcha that I have the ability to be an Eved Hashem. And like I said, the more we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this is what's important to us, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see, you're a receptacle for my Hashras HaShchina, my Hashgocha, I'm going to give it to you, and Mietz Hashem through you to Klal Yisrael as much as possible. Mietz Hashem will be Zeicha to Chasodim Merubim, Yeshua's Gedolah for all of us.